This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Thursday, July 6th was the planet's warmest day on record, extending an alarming streak to 4 days. The Earth was the hottest it's been, recording record temperatures not seen in the modern record-keeping era. These alarming new records are likely the highest temperatures in at least 100,000 years, one scientist said. The global average daily temperature climbed to 63 degrees Fahrenheit on Thursday, according to data from the U.S. National Centers for Environmental Prediction, breaking the previous record set in August 2016. Another global climate tracking agency confirmed several new high temperatures in its data. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service said Mondays and Tuesdays global temperatures were also records in its data, which dates back to 1940. Scientists know the records exceed those on Earth in the last 100,000 years because of the many millennia of climate data extracted from proxies like tree rings, ice cores, and coral reefs. Data that is a cornerstone to the understanding of the climate system and how humans have contributed to rapid global warming since the Industrial Revolution. July is typically the planet's hottest month, but temperatures are already in overdrive because of the combination of El Niño, a natural climate phenomenon in the Pacific Ocean, and the human-caused climate crisis, which is driving global temperatures steadily higher. Frederica Otto, senior lecturer in climate science at the Grantham Institute for Climate Change and the Environment in the UK, said, "It's not a record to celebrate, and it won't be a record for long, with Northern Hemisphere summer still mostly ahead and El Niño developing. It just shows we have to stop burning fossil fuels, not in decades, now." Otto said, "Temperature records aren't just numbers, but for many people and ecosystems, it's a loss of life and livelihood." In what could turn out to be a rematch of the first contest for Montana's newly drawn Western Congressional District, Democrat Monica Trinnell has announced her candidacy for the seat. Trinnell ran against Republican Ryan Zinke, the former Secretary of the Interior and previous congressman for the state, who resigned from Interior in disgrace while in the Trump administration. In last year's election, Zinke won with 49.6% of the vote to Trinnell's 46.5%. 5%, a narrow 7,800 vote margin. Zinke is expected to run for re-election after quashing any idea of making a bid for Montana's Senate seat in 2024, following his endorsement of Tim Sheehy in that race's GOP primary. While Trinnell faced a three-way Democratic primary last year, she emerged nearly 40 points ahead of the next closest candidate. There's no doubt that next year's election will be dramatically different from the 2022 midterm election. Montana will have one of the country's hardest-fought and most expensive U.S. Senate races as three-term incumbent Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester runs for re-election. His 2018 victory against Republican Matt Rosendale was at the time the state's most expensive U.S. Senate race, with spending reaching more than $63 million in that one U.S. Senate campaign. Next fall's Senate contest is expected to blow that tally out of the water, and on top of that flood of money will be a long ballot with both of the state's seats in Congress, plus every statewide elected office, and also a presidential race. That will bring excitement and cash to Montana, which Trinnell hopes will energize voters about the Western Congressional District. Like Tester, Trinnell in last year's campaign staked her place as a middle-of-the-road Democrat, often using the word pragmatic to describe her approach to issues and frequently referencing the state's voters' history of splitting tickets by electing both Democrats and Republicans. Trinnell said she wants to focus on using Montana's natural resources to benefit people, like permitting reform to ease the path of the Grid United Transmission Project pitched to run from Colstrip east through North Dakota. She also wants to see action out of conversations with the Crow Tribe to tap wind energy on the Crow Indian Reservation. Trinnell, an attorney, has deep knowledge of energy issues and has argued before Montana's Energy Commission, the Public Service Commission. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.